我们知道说这耶稣的七个宣言是在他在在世的时候对门徒一个很重要的教训。
And we know the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ be able to utter this utterance because he is God himself.
我们知道说耶稣他能够在世做这样教训是因为他是神道成肉身在世。
So the first proclamation we already shared together that he is the bread of life.
我们他的所提到的第一个宣言就是他是生命。
And he said whoever eat of him he will live forever.
谁要是能够吃他的肉就能够永远存活。
And he said he is the light of the world.
他说他是生命的道。
And whoever follow him shall not walk in darkness but have the light of life.
能够遵守他的道的人就不会行走在黑暗中。
And the third proclamation he said he is the door.
第三个宣言是他是生命的门。
Whoever enter by him will have life.
谁进入他的门就能够得到生命。
And he said he is the good shepherd.
他说他是一个好牧者。
A good shepherd died for his sheep.
好牧者为羊舍命。
So we know, even though we have studied these four proclamations.
虽然我以前查考过这四个宣言。
No one and no religion ever be able to proclaim this kind of proclamation.
我们在这个世上没有看到其他的人或其他的宗教能够做同样的宣誓。
Because only our Lord Jesus Christ is the true and living God.
因为只有耶稣基督他才是真正又真又活的神。
As the true and living God, he be able to fulfill all his proclamation that he have said.
只有因为他是真正的又活又又活又真的神，他才能够实践这些。
So this morning we'd like to continue to share that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and life."
那今天早上我们所要来查考的是，耶稣是复活，是生命。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 11.
我们看约翰福音第十一章。
The book of John chapter 11 verse 25.
第十一章的第二十五节。
John chapter 11 verse 25.
十一章二十五节。
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Verse 26.
二十六节。
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So we can see in verse 25, verse 26, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed that he is the resurrection and life.
我们在第二十五节跟第二十六节地方看到耶稣宣称说他是复活在我，生命也在我。
And he said, "He who believes in me, even though he may die."
他说虽然相信他的人虽然死了
，but because he believes in me, he shall live.
但是因为他信耶稣，所以他要活着。
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
然后活着相信他的人
，then our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Do you believe in this?"
活着相信他的人必然不死，所以耶稣就问他们说：“你们相信我吗？”
So during this time, why did our Lord proclaim that he is the resurrection and life?
为什么耶稣会说生命在我，复活也在我呢？
But actually, we read John chapter 11, he talked about the resurrection of Lazarus.
然后在约翰福音第十一章的时候，他提到说在末世的复活。
So Lazarus and his family are beloved by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道拉撒路是是这个耶稣拉撒路是耶稣所爱的一个家庭的成员。
So during the time Lazarus was sick and then he died.
拉撒路因为生病所以死了。
When Jesus arrived to their home, Lazarus already been dead for 4 days.
当耶稣到达拉撒路的家的时候，他已经死了四天。
So we read John chapter 11 verse 33.
我们看。约翰福音第十一章三十三节。
He said, "Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled." Verse 34.
三十四节。
And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And verse 35, Jesus wept.
三十五节提到耶稣哭了。
So you can see during this time when the death of Lazarus, so many people cry.
看到说当时当拉撒路死的时候有很多人为他哭泣。
His sister cried.
他的姐姐哭泣。
The Jews who came with her also cried.
那些与他同来的犹太人他们也哭泣。
Then Jesus himself also cried.
耶稣基督也哭泣。
You can see when a person died, truly many people will feel very emotional toward that person.
所以我们看到当一个人死了有很多的人在感情上会觉得对这个人会觉得非常不舍。
Because All of us, one day we must die.
那我们所有的人有一天终将必死。
So we think about life, really life is full of suffering. If we think about life, life is full of suffering.
我们知道说生命里面充满了痛苦。
When we first born into the world.
当我们刚刚在出生的时候。
We born into the world crying.
我们是带着哭声来到这个世界。
But when it comes to the end of our life.
当我们结束了生命离开这个世界的时候。
When we die, other people cry for us.
我们死的时候有很多的人来为我们哭泣。
So from the beginning of our life, we cry.
当生命的开始，我们哭泣。
To the end of our life, other people cry for us.
当生命结束的时候，其他的人来为我们哭泣。
You can see truly life is full of suffering.
所以生命其实是充满了痛苦。
Then why is life is full of suffering?
为什么生命会充满了痛苦？
Why after Adam and Eve have eaten the forbidden fruit, and then sin has come into the world?
当始祖亚当跟夏娃他们吃了禁果之后，这个罪恶就来到了世界。
So because of this sin, no one on earth can live with a peaceful heart.
那因为这个罪，所以每一个人都没有办法平安地活在这个世上。
Why? Because sin has reigned over our hearts.
因为在罪恶充满了我们的心。
Why? Because God loves us so much.
但是因为神非常的爱我们。
Then He wants to give us peace and joy.
他要给我们喜乐和平安。
So He sent His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
所以他将他的独生子钉在让他死在十字架上为我们而死。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ, we again can have peace and joy.
借着耶稣基督。我们可以重新得到平安。
Even though we have peace and joy in this world, but one day all of us must die.
虽然我们会因为基督而得到平安和喜乐，但是在世上我们仍然不免一死。
Just like Lazarus.
就好像拉撒路一样。
Even though it seemed during the time Lazarus was only a young man.
在当时拉撒路只是一个年轻人。
As a young man, he got sick and then he died.
一个年轻人。虽然是年轻人，但是因为生病，他就死了。
So that's why many people wept for him.
所以很多人为他哭泣。
But during the time Jesus proclaimed he is the resurrection and life.
但是当耶稣宣称说复活在我，生命也在我的时候。
That's why verse 43 and 44, Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead.
所以在43节的时候，耶稣就叫拉撒路从死里复活。
Actually, in the ministry of Jesus, Jesus resurrected three people beside himself.
在耶稣的传道的过程当中，除了他自己之外，他曾经叫三个人复活。
Just imagine if we see someone die.
我们想象当你看到一个人死了。
And then he resurrected again.
但是他从死当中复活。
This would be really a great miracle.
这只是一个极其神奇伟大的奇迹。
But even that person resurrect again, one day they must die.
但是即便是这个从死里复活的人，有一天他还是要再死。
Even though Lazarus have raised, Jesus have raised him from the dead.
虽然拉撒路耶稣基督让他从死里复活。
One day he must die again.
但是有一天他还要再死。
So actually these are not the greatest wonders and miracles.
但是所以呢，这即便是从死里复活也不是最大的奇迹。
The greatest wonders and miracles is when Jesus resurrect us from the dead and go to eternal life.
真正最大的奇迹神迹是神能够让我们从死里复活，然后能够享受他的永生。
So when Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and life," not only he can resurrect the physical life, but also the spiritual life.
所以耶稣说复活在我，生命也在我的时候，他意味着说他不仅仅能够使一个人肉体的生命，肉体能够复活，也说明他能够使一个人的灵魂。
But nowadays, most people we are concerned about our physical life.
很多人在今天，他只关心我们自己肉体的生命。
But when it comes to a spiritual life, we do not think about too much.
但是如果谈到我们属灵的生命，我们就不太去关乎。
But the Bible states very clearly.
但是圣经上讲得非常清楚。
The day that we die is not the end of our life.
我们肉体死的那一天并不是我们生命结束的时候。
But rather the day that we die is the beginning of our eternal life or eternal condemnation.
当我们肉体死的那一天，就是我们灵命的生命开始的时候，或者进入永生，或者进入死亡。
For example, if we are sick.
举例来说，如果我们生病了。
Many of us would go to a doctor and try to be healed.
我们很多人他会去找医生，那希望医生能够治好我们的病。
But sometimes we are spiritually sick.
但是在我们属灵的生命生病的时候。
And we know this sickness will lead us to spiritual death.
我们知道这种属灵的生病会让我们属灵的生命死亡。
But at the same time, we're not willing to come to Christ and to be healed.
但是我们却不会因为这种属灵的属灵的生命生病而来寻找医生来到神面前。
Why? Because a lot of time, we only set our mind on the life in this world.
因为我们的心总是放在这世上的肉体的生命。
But the life that's in the world to come, we do not concern too much.
但是呢，在生命在这个肉体生命之后的生命，我们就不太在乎。
But rather, we should be more concerned about a spiritual life than a physical life.
但事实上，我们更应该重视我们属灵的生命。
Because if we die physically,
如果我们肉体死了。
If our Lord Jesus Christ is with us,
耶稣基督与我们同在。
Then we'll be resurrected again to eternal life.
我们能够在将来复活而进入永生。
But if we live 100 years in this life,
但是如果你肉体活了100年。
Then if Jesus Christ did not resurrect us to go to eternal life, and then our life would be a waste.
但是你活了100年死了之后，却没有办法借着耶稣基督而得到属灵生命的永生，那么我们生命就从此而浪费。
Why? If our Lord Jesus Christ is not with us,
因为耶稣基督他没有与我们同在。
And then we spend eternity in everlasting hell.
我们就从此将生活在这种永远的地狱当中。
Just imagine nowadays, we know that every single year, 30,000 people kill themselves.
我们知道，在每一年，有将近3万的人自杀。
And the reason they kill themselves because they feel they have no more hope in life.
他们自杀是因为他们觉得生命不再有希望。
The reason they kill themselves because they cannot handle the burden that they have in life.
他们自杀是因为他们没有办法去面对生命的这种痛苦和负担。
But actually, the Bible said a burden in the world is nothing compared to the burden that we can have in hell.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，这种属世世上的这种劳苦比起这个地狱上的痛苦是微不足道。
Because the Bible said in hell is like the worms will eat you and you never die.
就像圣经所描述的，在地狱的永火当中，有虫不断的在咬你，但你却不会死。
And the fire will burn us and never quench.
然后火会不断的燃烧烧你但是你也不会因此而毁坏。
And this kind of torment will last forever and ever and ever.
然后这样的惩罚将要永远的持续。
But during that time, even though we want to die,
即便在那个时候你痛苦的想要求死，
but we cannot die.
你没有办法死。
So we live eternity full of suffering, full of torment.
所以我们活在这种永远永无止境的这种痛苦当中。
That's why it's only right for us to think more about a spiritual life than a physical life.
这就是为什么我们要更关心我们属灵的生命多过于肉体的生命。
So why is the Lord Jesus Christ is qualified to be the resurrection and life?
为什么耶稣基督他有这样的权柄可以让人复活？
Let's turn the book of Hebrews chapter 2.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
The book of Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15.
14节, 15节.
Verse 14.
14节.
Inasmuch as then as the children who have partaken the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15.
15节.
And released those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Verse 16.
16节.
For indeed he does not give aid to angel, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. So we know this is the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ is be able to be to proclaim that he is the resurrection and life.
这就是为什么从这个经节我们看出为什么耶稣基督说生命在他的掌握中。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 he says he comes as a man just like you and me, flesh and blood.
在十四节他提到说他成为这个同有血肉之体。
The reason he come through flesh and blood because he wanted to destroy the power of death.
他之所以成为血肉之体，是因为他要借着死来败坏那个掌死权的。
And the devil has the power of death.
这个所谓掌死权的，指的就是魔鬼。
And sometimes we can say to ourselves, why do the devil have the power of death?
有时候我们会问说，为什么魔鬼他掌握着死权？
Actually, Satan has the power of death because every single one of us live under sin.
魔鬼掌握死权是因为每一个 每一个人都活在这个罪的当中。
So for those of us who live under sin, then Satan has the power over us.
只要我们还活在罪的当下，那么这个魔鬼他就掌握着死权。
Why? Because God has given this power to him, not because he have it himself.
因为神将这个死的权柄给了魔鬼。
Because God said, whoever live under sin, they will spiritually they will die.
因为神说所有活在罪的底下的人，他们的灵命是死的。
So that's why God have to come in the flesh, just like you and me.
所以神必须要道成肉身就像我们一样。
So during the time when he died, and then he released those who in bondage.
当他死，他就借着他的死释放了那些在始终成为奴仆的人。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ be able to proclaim that he is the resurrection and life.
这就是为什么耶稣基督可以宣称他复活在他，生命也在他。
Because through his death, again, we have the hope for eternal life.
借着耶稣基督的死我们对永生有了一个新的盼望。
And through his death, he has purchased us from the sinful way that we have lived in the past.
借着死他从我们在过去的罪恶当中救赎出来。
Actually, without Jesus Christ, no one, none of us can enter the eternal life.
如果没有耶稣基督，没有一个人能够进入永生。
Why? Because without his death, and then there's no remission of sin.
因为如果没有他的死，我们的罪就没有办法得到救赎。
So because of his death overcome and become victorious over the sinful way that we have done.
借着他的死，将我们过去所犯的罪能够得到的洗净。
Listen, also turn to 1 Corinthians.
让我们看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五。
Chapter 15, verse 20.
十五章二十节。
Verse 20.
十五章二十节。
But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. Verse 21.
21节.
For sin by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of death. Verse 22.
22节.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. So we can see here in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, verse 22, it talks about two men.
所以我们看在哥林多前书十五章二十节跟二十二节，他这里面提到两种人。
We know the first man is Adam.
我们知道第一种人是亚当。
And through this first man, sin has come into the world.
借着这一个人罪恶就来到了世上。
And then because of this first man, all of us have died.
那因为亚当的缘故，我们所有人都死了。
We talk about spiritual death.
我们是指着这个属灵的生命而言。
But through the second man, which is Jesus Christ.
但是这里提到的第二个人是耶稣基督。
So because he has overcome death.
因为他克服了这个死权。
And then he become the first fruit for all of us.
所以他成为一个我们众人出熟的果子。
And if we believe in him.
如果我们相信他。
If we follow him.
跟随他。
We shall not die.
我们就不会死。
But rather on the end days we'll be resurrected just like him.
在末世的时候，在末日的时候，我们就会要复活，就像他一样。
And through this resurrection, we have the hope of eternal life.
借着这个复活，我们就有了永生的盼望。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ be able to proclaim that he is the resurrection and life.
这就是为什么耶稣宣称他是复活，他是生命。
No one else can save us.
没有一个人能够拯救我们。
No one else can give us the opportunity of eternal life.
没有任何其他的人可以给我们永生的机会。
So that's why many of us, we should not think too much about our physical life.
所以我们不应该太关心这种肉体的生命。
But rather we should be more concerned about our spiritual life.
我们更应该去关心我们属灵的生命。
Because even though maybe many of us have a good life in this world.
虽然也许我们当中有很多人在这世上有着美好的肉体生活。
But if the world come, we do not have our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果说等耶稣基督再临的时候
then truly we will spend eternity in hell.
我们与耶稣基督无份的话就将永远
So that's why every one of us should strive and seek to be closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以为了避免将来的永远的灭亡，我们要尽我们的能力来与耶稣基督在一起。
Because without our Lord Jesus Christ, we have no life inside of us.
因为没有耶稣基督，就没有生命在我们里面。
Because he is the source of life.
因为他是生命的泉源。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
我们回到约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 1 verse 4.
十一章第四节。
John chapter 1 verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the life of man. John chapter 1 verse 4.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
John chapter 1 verse 4.
一章四节，第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
It said here in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
啊，他说，生命在他里头，生命是人的荣光，人的光。
I see this not only talk about a physical life.
啊，这里不是提到肉体的生命。
But also talk about a spiritual life.
啊，他同时指的是我们属灵的生命。
Because everything that exists in this world is created by God.
因为所有这世上的事物都是神所创造。
And those of us who want to enter eternal life also must be born of God.
啊，所有想要进入永生的人都要借着神来重生。
Because with our Lord Jesus Christ, none of us will have the hope for eternal life.
如果没有耶稣基督，没有一个人能够有永生的盼望。
So because He is the source of life.
所以耶稣基督是生命的泉源。
That's why sometimes when we live a life, we don't think too deeply.
啊，所以很多人在有时候他没有去深入思考生命的意义。
We always think how can we be rich in this life?
啊，我们常常觉得说，只是关心我们如何在这世上变得更富有。
How can we have a better home in this life?
啊，我们怎么样住一个更豪华的、更舒服的房子
？How can we make more money in this life?
怎么赚更多的钱
？But we don't think too much about the life that is to come.
啊，我们不去想说将来的生命。
Are we rich in heavenly kingdom?
啊，我们在天国是不是跟在世上一样的富有？
Are we rich toward the Lord Jesus Christ?
啊，在神的眼中，我们是不是富有？
So we are poor toward the Lord Jesus Christ. This means we need to continue to seek for Him.
啊，如果我们在神眼中是属于贫穷的，所以我们就要不断的追求。
Because if He does not live inside of us,
如果神不在，耶稣基督不活在我们的心中
，then we have no life inside of us.
啊，我们心中就不会有生命。
That's why He is the resurrection and life.
啊，这就是为什么耶稣是复活，是生命。
If we have no life inside of us,
如果他的生命不在我们里头
，then on the end we will not be resurrected for eternal life.、
如果他的生命不在我们里头，那么将来我们就没有得到复活的机会。
Why? Because he's not only that he's a source of life, he also is a giver of life.
啊，因为他不仅是生命的泉源，他是生命的恩赐。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17 verse 2.
十七章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
第二节，正如你曾经赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
I say here you have given him authority over all flesh.
他说你曾经赐给他权柄管理所有血气的。
This means God have given authority to the Lord Jesus Christ over everything that is living.
啊，这表示说神将所有关于血气的权柄都赐给了耶稣基督。
And then he also can give the authority to those that he want to give eternal life.
啊，他同时将这种永生的权柄赐给耶稣基督，是给他愿意赐给的人。
Actually, many of us who sit here, he have given us eternal life.
啊，就好像在座的每一位弟兄姐妹都从耶稣基督里面领受到的永生的盼望。
Because those of us who are baptized and born of His Spirit.We have eternal life.
我们如果曾经如果接受了洗礼，然后我们就有了这种永生的盼望。
But the big question is, do we continue to seek for this life?
问题是，我们是不是持续不断的追求永生
？Do we feel that this life is so important to us?
我们是不是觉得永生对我们是重要的
？But we should feel that eternal life is important to us.
我们应该相信这个永生比世上生命更
重要。So our Lord is not only the source of life, but also He is the giver of life.
所以神不只是生命的泉源，他也是生命的恩赐。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 6.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 51.
第六章的五十一节。
6, verse 51.
六章五十一节。
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for this life and this world.
五十一节，我是从天上降下来生命的粮。人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ, not only He's a source of life, not only He's a giver of life, He's also a sustainer of life.
所以耶稣基督他不仅仅是生命的泉源，他不仅仅是生命的恩赐，他更是生命的粮。
Actually, every day that we live because God allows us to live.
我们之所以能够存活，都是因为神啊允允许我们存活。
And every day that we live in the heavenly kingdom, because God allow us to live.
啊，我们能够啊活在这个活在这个世上的天国，是因为神啊容许我们活在。
Because without our Lord Jesus Christ, we have no life inside of us.
如果没有耶稣基督，我们就没有生命。
That's why sometimes it's amazing you can see there's so many living things in this world.
啊，这有时候我们在这世界上看到许多的生活物。
And every this living thing is sustained by our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，然后这些活着的众物啊，都是借着耶稣基督而活着。
So for us, if we do not have a Lord Jesus Christ,
啊，如果我们没有了耶稣基督。
And even though we are walking around,
啊，即便是我们走在路上。
But inwardly, spiritually, we are dead.
啊，我们没有耶稣基督的生命在里头，这样就如同一个走着的死人。
Why? Because only Him is the source, not only the physical life, but also the spiritual life.
啊，因为不只是肉体的生命，也是属灵的生命。
And He also sustains every single one of us.
啊，他支撑着我们的生命。
So because of this, our goal, our objective should be our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
啊，所以我们的目标，我们要努力的，就是要与主追随耶稣基督。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter
1. 我们看腓立比书第一章。
The book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
腓立比书第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
第一章二十一节。
For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
二十一节。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
We know this is a statement that made by Paul.
啊，我们知道这句话是保罗所说。
He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
他说，他活着就是基督，他死了就有益处。
How many of us can proclaim this kind of proclamation?、
我们有多少人可以像保罗一样这样说呢
？How many of us can say to live is Christ, and to die is gain?
有多少人可以说他活着就是基督，死了就有益处
？Actually, many of us really we live a life to pursue for money, pursue.For to become rich.
啊，我们很多人活着就是在追求金钱，在追求财富。
But very few of us live a life to pursue for our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，有多少人啊，真正活着是在追求耶稣基督
？So because of this, it's very difficult for us to say to live is Christ, to die is gain.
啊，所以这对我们来讲，要说我活着是基督，死了就有益处，是一件非常困难的事。
But for sure, we don't live for Christ in this world.
啊，当然。如果我们不为着耶稣基督而活
，Then when we die, we have nothing to gain.
那我们死了，将就无所益处。
That's why to live for Christ, it goes hand to hand. To say to die is to gain.
啊，这是为什么当？当保罗说他活着是基督，死了就有益处。
So that's why our goal and objective is to pursue for our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这是为什么我们生命的目标是要来追求耶稣基督。
Many of us sitting here, we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，很多坐在我们当中的人都认识耶稣基督。
But sometimes it's very difficult for us to pursue for our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，但是很少人能够放下一切来追随他。
If we know our Lord Jesus Christ, if we do not pursue after Lord Jesus Christ, then it's just the same for those who do not know our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，如果我们认识耶稣基督但是不愿意去追随去追求那跟那些没有认识的其实没有什么差别
There's no differences
啊，中间是没有差别
If you have something but you do not pursue after it
啊，你认识你知道一些东西但是你不去追求
It's just like a person have nothing You know, if they have nothing then they cannot pursue after it
就好像那一些认识但是不去不认识的人一样是没有太大的不同
But how we can make sure we continue to pursue this eternal life
好我们要怎么样来个确信说我们能够持续的去追求永生
How do we pursue after our Lord Jesus Christ dearly
我们如何在每天的生活当中来追求耶稣基督
First we need to continue to drink the water of life
第一件事情就是要不断的来饮于这种生命的活水。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 27.
我们看启示录二十七章。
The book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 17.
我们看启示录二十二章。
Revelation 22:17.
十七节。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come!" And let those who hear and say, "Come!" And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
17节，圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And it says here, and let him who thirst come, whoever desire, let him take the water of life freely.
他这里提到说，口渴的人也当来，让愿意的人都可以白白的取生命的水。
Even though we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然我们认识耶稣基督。
But we need to sustain our life by pursuing for the water of life.
但是我们必须要用生命去追求这种生命之水。
Because this water of life, of course, is the Holy Spirit.
生命之水指的就是圣灵。
Because only the Holy Spirit can sustain us from living this life and the life to come.
只有圣灵的同在才能够支撑我们肉体的生命以及将来属灵的生命。
That's why we always encourage one another to continue in every day to pray to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是为什么我们常常要互相鼓励，在每天的日常生活当中，要借着圣灵来追求耶稣基督。
Because without prayer, we cannot sustain our life.
如果没有借着祷告，借着圣灵充满，我们没有办法得到永生。
That's why for those of us who thirst,
所以当我们当中有心灵饥渴的人
，we need to go and pursue for the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要追求圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit can give us the water of life.
因为圣灵可以赐给我们生命之水。
Let's also turn to John chapter 6 verse 35.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6 verse 35.
三十五节，约翰福音第六章三十五节。
Six was thirty-five.
三十五节。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said here, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst."
三十五节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的人永远不渴。”
Not only that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, also we need.To be filled with the Word of God.
不仅仅要我们要追求圣灵的充满，我们也要有这个生命的粮来充满我们的生命。
We know the Word of God is God Himself.
我们知道这个神的话语就是神的道就是神。
And He is the bread of life.
他是生命的粮。
And for those of us who have the hope for eternal life, we need to go and eat of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们当中那些对永生存有盼望的人，我们要常常来。饮食这种生命之粮。
Why this bread of life be able to fulfill our physical need and our spiritual need?
因为这种生命之粮可以满足我们肉体跟灵命的需要。
But if we do not eat this bread of life,
如果不领受这些生命的粮
，Even though our Lord Jesus Christ said He is the resurrection life, but on the end days He cannot resurrect us because we have not partake of this food of life.
所以如果我们不领受这种生命之粮，虽然耶稣基督掌有复活跟生命的权利，但是在将末世的时候我们也没有办法因此而得到他的生命。
So after we have drink from the water of life,
我们借着饮于生命之泉。
After we have eating the bread of life,
我们食用这种生命之粮。
And only then we can walk in the light of life.
只有这样我们才能够走在生命的路上。
But if we do not have the water of life inside of us,
如果没有生命之水在我们内心。
If we do not have the bread of life inside of us,
我们没有生命的粮在我们里面。
And then we have no strength to walk in the light of life.
我们就没有那种走在生命之路的那种力量。
Listen to John chapter 8.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Chapter 8 verse 12.
12节
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
12节
So you can see, chapter 8, verse 12. And it says here, Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
在这里提到说，耶稣说他是世上的光。
So for those of us who desire to follow him,
所以对于那些愿意跟随耶稣基督的人
we must also walk in the light.
我们要走在这光的里面。
But for us to walk in this light, we need to be able to partake the water of life and the bread of life.
想要走在这个生命的光当中，我们就必须要能够领受这种生命的光。
So when we walk in the light of God,
我们走在这个神的光当中
then we can have the name, right? Our name in the book of life.
我们的名字就能够在生命的册上。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 4.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
23节。
23.
23节。
So chapter 4 verse 3.
第四章第三节。
I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
第三节，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格里勉，并共其余和我们一同工作的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
For those of us who partake the water of life.
那些共同领受生命之水的人。
For those of us who partake the bread of life.
那些共同领受生命之粮的人。
And for those of us be able to walk in the light of life.
那些能够走在生命之光当中的人。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ will also put our names in the book of life.
对那些人，神就会将他们的名字放在生命册上。
This is the promise from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神的应许。
If we are not in the book of life,
如果我们的名字不在生命册上，
then in the life to come,
那么将末世来的时候，
we also will not have life.
我们将不会得到永
生。But if we are in the book of life,
但是你的名字如果记在生命册上，
then on the end, God will reward us the eternal life.
在末世的时候，神就能够赐给我们永生。
Why? Because on the end, God will give us the crown of life.
因为在末世，在末后的时候，神会将生命的冠冕赐给我们。
Let's turn to our last verse, James chapter 1.
我们看雅各书第一章。
The book of James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他们经过试炼以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
It says here, for those who want to receive the crown of life,
对那些想要领受生命冠冕的人，
these are the ones that love our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是那些爱他的人。
How can we know that we love our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们怎么知道我们爱耶稣基督？
We fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit.
因为我们借着
We fill ourselves with the Word of God.
我们被圣灵跟他的主的道所充满。
And we walk in the light of life.
我们走在生命的光当中。
And only then that we truly can receive the crown of life.
只有这样才能够找寻永生的真理。
So this is the goal that all of us we need to pursue.
这就是我们应该追求的目标。
It's good to have a good life in this world.
在世上享有美好的生活当然很好。
But it's better to have a life eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在永生与神共享，在将来与神共享永生是更好的。
So if anything in this life causes us not to receive eternal life, then we should not continue to do it.
换句话说，如果在这世上有任何事物会影响我们追求将来的永生，那么我们最好不要去做。
Why? Because eternal life worth much more than this life right now.
因为将来的永生比现在的在世的生活更加的珍贵。
So may God continue to guide us and to help us.
我们求神能够持续的带领我们。
For us to hear when our Lord Jesus Christ say He is the resurrection and life.
我们说耶稣基督是生命，是复活。
So for every one of us to desire for us to have eternal life.
所以每一个人想要追求将来的永生。
So we can have the strength to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们想要有这种有这种圣灵充满的力量。
So we have the strength to partake the bread of life.
所以我们能够共同领受这种生命的
力量。So we have the strength to walk in the light of this life.
所以我们有那种走在生命之光的力量。
And only then that our life will be in the book of life.
只有这样，我们的名字才会记载在生命册上。
And only then that our Lord Jesus Christ will reward us with the crown of life.
只有这样，神才会将生命的冠冕赐给我们。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn 523.
523首。